This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jeremy Brown and Maj Toure, final segment ahead of Stuart Peters taking over. No, that's talking about tears in my eyes. Humanity coming together, the zeitgeist, I always feel it. And now things are so intense. So in closing, gentlemen, what is the zeitgeist? Where are we right now?
We're in a place of beauty. We're in a place of the balance. The person that may be a little more so-called pessimistic as a caution, the person that's tremendously optimistic as hope, and balanced in between. You're talking about something that is balanced. We're cautious enough, you know, my friends say things like, you know, trust God, but tie your camel, right? There's a balance there. It's like, yo, I'm not dumb, but I'm also trusting. That's the place that we are right now. That feeling that we're having right now is that bubbling up of that.
And there's an outside attack against humanity driving us together.
Right.
And our souls saying, this is what we should do.
Right.
Well, yeah. And I was telling you in a break, Alex, that I hear you saying the same thing. I want to run for the hills. I want to get my family, get in the RV and go hide because we'll survive.
Yeah.
Right. We'll survive. People like us will survive. But yet we can't pull the trigger on that. And the reason is because we're where we are, because we're supposed to be here. We were built this way. You were built your way to do what you're doing.
Right.
Right. I have my knowledge and skill set because I'm built for this time.
Right.
And no matter what my selfish desires are, right when I make the decision, that's it. Screw these people. They can fend for themselves. I get an email from a 70-year-old woman saying, thank God that you're out there fighting because I can't.
Right.
Right. And it just, it's like bringing it home. It's
right.
Like that's the spirit or whatever you want to call it. It's confirming that what you're doing is the right thing.
Their prayers have enlisted you.
Right. Their prayers have enlisted you. It's really that connection being reconnected. It's that, again, we're all the same stuff. It's that tentacle re-reaching back and forming that form of connection.
But the question is, why is it so intense right now?
It's intense right now because it's like right before the expansion. It's when there's a woman giving birth, the time in between contractions is longer until the baby gets there. That time in between contractions contracts, like everything in the universe, expansion and contraction.
And they get more painful.
And they get more painful. And you had a little bit more time in between the pain.
Where have we heard this before?
As the pain becomes closer and closer and closer, you give birth to something beautiful.
It's almost like there's a book that describes these times.
Almost.
Using the birth pains analogy.
So what do we do? Because we got a guest host taking over.
Yeah.
In closing, 60 seconds apiece. What do we do?
We fight.
Yeah.
We stay aware and we be prepared and we unite with those who are going to help us get through the fight. I mean, don't give up. Never give up.
And
I mean,
thank God that we're not Chuck E. Schumer and what's that guy? CNN's name.
Oh. Evil always suffers.
Brian Stelter.
They're going to get what is coming to them.
For me, what it is and what it looks like for me is just staying on top and on the physical plane, making sure that you're supporting shows like this, the work that you're doing, the companies that are getting behind this because they see it, as well as making sure that on the physical realm we're defending ourselves. Organizations like ours, Black Guns Matter. I want everybody to come out to the Solutionary Summit. Come learn. Engage with people that have a basis of solutions. This is how we win.
It's beautiful. So people find that where?
SolutionaryLifestyle.org.
Where do they find your great work, my friend?
Well, I don't really have any great work, but you can email me at GGSOL@ProtonMail. That stands for Great.
Well, you're exposed to the feds, and that's pretty good work.
That's great
work.
Right. And I do have a give, send, go to take on the Washington Post for defaming combat veterans, and you can find that at givesendgo.com/combatvets, V as in versus, V WAPO.
All right, Stu Peters is about to take over. We're going to get some Texas barbecue, which is not as good as North Carolina barbecue. Right?
That's what I say.
No, it's all good. Actually, I've had Tennessee and North Carolina barbecue. It's all good.
Neither one of those are better than Philly cheesesteak.
We're just going to eat meat so that we make sure that we don't let the globalists
Philly cheesesteak's great stuff. All right, I feel empowered. I love this crew. Thank you to the great crew for what they've done. Stu Peters takes over right now, and then I'm going to tape some big shows coming up for Saturday this weekend. 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. So give me a few minutes because I got Max Kaiser up to tape for tomorrow. All right, that's it for this transmission.
All right, thanks a lot, Alex.
Thank you.
InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine, there's three types that are good for the body, it does amazing things. It's essential in the body. But we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 60% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine and makes it even more powerful at the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
It's like this waterfall. It's like, what is the old saying? Like you're drinking through a garden hose. It's more like a fire hydrant now, is these waterfalls of proof and these mountainous just piles of information and evidence become exposed. And, you know, the term fight back, all this fight back stuff that we keep on talking about, it doesn't have to be like it. If you fight back, you're on the defensive. And it is time for us now to go on the defensive, to take this information that we have, because the takeover is on, and these globalists will absolutely stop at nothing to complete their mission, and they know that they're running out of time. It's Stu Peters from StuPeters.tv here. Happy to be with you on this final hour of the Alex Jones Show every Friday. It is really, truly an honor to spend my Friday afternoons with you. But I am closely in contact with people who are at the highest levels of government, people both in the government and the private sector, people in the military, and I have conversations with these people. Now, we have a lot of stuff to break here today and a very short amount of time to do it. So stick with me for this hour, because we're going to try to jam it all in here. I was texting last night. And I was texting last night, I'm going to protect this person's anonymity, but I was asking this person whether or not Trump lost his military support. And what I was referring to was Trump losing his military support before January 20th. What this person thought I was referring to was whether or not Trump had military support to run originally on this in 2016. So we kind of got a little bit mixed up, but Trump's closest advisors, what you need to understand, a lot of people ask, why did Trump just walk away? Why didn't he do anything with Section 230? Why does he continue to promote these jabs? You have to stop thinking about this in a light of you and your individual family and how this impacts you, because you have to make these decisions based on the information that you have. Whether or not you go out and get inoculated with this poison that we have now exposed as a bioweapon, I don't know why you would ever do that to yourself. And you should be at the top of every hill in your town, standing on top of the highest roof anywhere, and grabbing the loudest bullhorn you have and going everywhere that you possibly can and warning everybody exactly what this thing is. That is your patriotic duty to your brothers and sisters in Christ and to your fellow Americans and really global citizens, as this thing is not just an effort here in the United States, but Fauci and Gates and the global cabal has a concerted effort all the way around the world to try to incapacitate you. Now, I used to say this was the plan for depopulation, they're going to kill you. Well, in a certain respect, that is true. But being the most rich or the most powerful man on the face of the planet with nobody else on it but you seems kind of meaningless. So really what this is about subservience. They want to reign and control. And as we see this inoculation continue to roll out and more quote-unquote variants coming, we have this Delta BS now, more fear-mongering by these Satanist globalists. As we see this thing progress and more people get inoculated, what we're going to end up with is we're going to end up with teenagers, 15 years old, old, 20 years old, 25 years old, suffering with dementia, being physically incapacitated, and that's going to require you to support these people, and insurance is not going to cover it. We already know that because these people have already said everybody that takes this thing is part of an experiment. This is a trial, and so you're not going to be covered by your insurance companies. You're not going to be able to go after Moderna, not after Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, or anybody else that wants to put their hands in the pot. So Trump's closest advisors had cut him off from the military and military support before January 20th. Now, he sent cash over to the Pentagon to have another avenue of contact with the military, but they cut that off as well. So his position and his control and his support by the military was very much unknown at the time that he left. And this is coming from somebody who is directly, I don't want to say associated with, but right in the middle of all of it. This is a very reliable source who I have vetted, who I deem to be 100% credible. Now, I'm in close contact with a source that I trust tremendously. And again, I'm going to protect the anonymity of that person that I was exchanging these text messages with last evening. But I want to illustrate for you how realistic a return to office is for President Trump and why he just walked away. It's my opinion that Donald J. Trump is the ultimate white hat. And while others are disputing or pontificating or shedding their opinions around social media and the Twitter sphere and everywhere else that it's fake about the reason why he left or why he didn't act on 230 and why he continues to push the jab, it's my thought process to look at this at a reality from Trump's perspective in a time of war, because that is where we are. If it's not completely evident to you, Joe Biden just told you today that he's going to nuke you if you should put up any resistance to his globalist takeover. So I want to refer you to one of the first text messages that I received that I thought would be appropriate for you guys to look at today, that I'm protecting the anonymity of this person. But he said, when I was asking about Trump's military support, he said, "I thought you meant military support to run for president. If you meant the January 20th time period," again, his closest advisors had cut him off from the military and the military support. He sent cash over to the Pentagon to have another avenue of contact with the military, but they cut that off as well. So his position and control and support of the military was very much unknown at the time that he left. So think about that. Think about exactly what that means. If Trump doesn't have the support of the military at that time, if he doesn't really know how much support he has, we've already been told that top military commanders denied his request for military presence to be there on the 6th of January. That was part of the setup. That was on purpose. The military could not be there. As a matter of fact, they had to act against him. And the only people that could do that were the top commanders. And in the next segment, we're going to get into exactly who it was that was responsible for that. So I mentioned to this source that is close to the situation, who, again, I trust indefinitely, I mentioned to him that it appeared to me, and here I go with my tinfoil hat conspiracy theories, but listen, I worked in the private sector of law enforcement for almost 2 decades. I chased very wanted, very violent people wanted for crimes against persons, and I jailed them for 18 years, very successfully. I'm a trained observer, and being the trained observer that I am, I have seen Joe Biden out here speaking. It appears to me that he's wearing a ballistic vest. I take that to believe that they're expecting something to happen. If something is going to happen, it's going to come within his camp. I know that. And it's not above these people to take a shot at him. It's not above these people to put him on his back, and then you know who they're going to blame. White supremacist, Trump supporter, anti-vaxxer, you know, us. So I asked him about this, and he said this. I'll put the text on the screen here. "I haven't heard anything about killing him, Biden. But I did hear that after Biden takes away all the guns or introduces legislation seriously restricting them, that Kamala is going to come on strong and remove him, or he'll take a bow out for health reasons, but he's on his way out." So if you are still able to screw around on Twitter, if you're still over there, you might know who John Here to Help is. His name is Dr. John McGreevy, and he actually wrote about this months ago. And basically, essentially, what he came to the conclusion of is what we talk about here all the time, is that Biden is a Trojan horse. He'll sign anything that is put in front of him. So they'll use him to sign and enact the most restrictive legislation, especially when it comes to gun control. That way, when she comes in, when Kamala comes in, she can look like the voice of reason, despite the fact that Kamala Harris is quite possibly the most radical progressive ever to occupy a Senate seat. She'll still look like the voice of reason as compared to what they're making Joe Biden do now. These globalist handlers that have propped him up and put him there against the will of the majority of Americans. And so she's taking the middle road right now. She's sort of the deal maker. That's how they'll present this, is that she's working with both sides. So it's a way to cut down on her radical image, but still get what they want. And this is being telegraphed. It's right out in the wide open. Over at StuPeters.tv today, we published an article specifically about this. There are very sneaky maneuvers being performed by Kamala, but they're not sneaky at all. She's being caught at every turn. And we're going to break all kinds of extremely important pieces of information over the course of this next hour. I've got about 30 seconds left here, but you need to listen. You need to carefully pay attention. We know the virus was engineered, and we know by whom. We know the insurrection was set up. We know who the deep state is, how they orchestrated everything. But until just yesterday, we didn't know specifically who it was, and now we do. We know about a high-ranking military general and how he denied Trump's request for military assistance with security on the 6th. But you guys, this gets really, really deep. I'm going to play a tape recording for you here shortly. This tape recording should go all the way to the highest levels of government, and that's coming up next. It's the Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones Show continues. My name is Stu.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looks so good every day with the production staff here at InfoWars. My name is Stu Peters at StuPeters.tv is where you can find me. In my ear over the break, I was reminded by one of the extremely intuitive, attention to detail oriented trained observers here at InfoWars. You know, Biden has brought this up in times past. They have telegraphed this whole thing about dementia. And, you know, remember 6 months ago when everybody looked at this guy like he was crazy when he said soon hospitals will be full of dementia patients. And again, he just said it just the other day. If we're paying attention, we don't have to be fighting back. We have to stop the fight back mantra, get off of the defensive and get on the offensive. We have to take the information that we have and get out on the offensive by exposing these people. We're doing nothing but providing all of this exposure information. And now it is time for people like Senator Ted Cruz and Senator Rand Paul to start acting on this information. Now, I specifically mentioned to you guys that I had some tapes that I wanted to break. Some tapes that I was going to release to you about the exposure of people at the highest levels of government. And this is the stuff that Senator Ted Cruz specifically and Rand Paul should immediately act with their authority and use their offices to begin doing what they are there to do. I spoke with John Here to Help. That is Dr. John McGreevy. Those of you that don't know, he has been very plugged into the government, into military, and information gathering on behalf of the government. He is absolutely credible, and he was on my show at StuPeters.tv just the other day, and here's the tape.
Now, the thing is, now there are FBI agents, there are federal agents all over January 6th. They were all over the place. And they were. One of the persons who corroborated this was there. They set this up. They needed a thing because everybody wanted to stand up and use this. It's the same thing with the bombers, the bombs that were placed.
Listen to this now.
And the FBI knows who they are, because I'll put it right out here publicly. I know who they are. And I can tell you that the person who transported the bomber and the devices has a direct connection to the DOJ.
Who is it?
They were both taking their orders. What's that?
Who is it?
Is related to a DOJ official.
Do you want to name these people?
Not that one. Not yet. But he's related to a very high-ranking judge. Anyway. So, they know who they are, but it's more valuable to them to keep the myth going. Oh, this is a terrorist, a white terrorist. And there's a bomber out there, so we have to keep our building closed. I mean, they're placing bombs. We could be a victim. Then they know who it is. They supplied the crappy device. It didn't work. But, you know, we have to keep boarded up because there's a bomber out there. We can't find them. They know who they are. I got a picture of them on my phone. So they know all this. And it's just to keep the thing going. Now, Pelosi, who is masterminding this stuff, really stepped out from behind the curtain to do this. Normally she works through Pathies, and she did to an extent on this one. But she didn't trust anybody to get it right. She even called in the orders to get someone to sacrifice. Now, if you get these videotapes, you'll see them going around questioning people, leading them. They've been leading other people up to the stairs. I didn't even go that far because the noise or whatever scared them. They thought something's wrong. They just backed off and went the other way. You'll see me, he's on there. They finally got someone up there. It's Baba, and you'll see the shooter. And you can actually see in the video, watch it, as I described, you'll see him move forward, back off, move forward, back off, because he's accepting his orders. Who is it? Him? That one? That one? And a lot of people had to fake this color and things like that, so he wasn't sure who was male, who's female. He had to get an identification when to shoot. And there's video recording notes because we know who he was talking to, and we know who he's talking through. You could not use the normal communication systems because the officers are all over the place, and there are people who regularly, including reporters, but just general citizens, listen to police scanners and listen to the Capitol Police to find out what's going on, get tidbits and intel, whatever. Okay, they know this, just how they get tips. So you couldn't be talking through there. You couldn't have somebody say on the radio, shoot. Good, it'd be way too obvious. They also wanted to protect their phones and their transcripts. The FBI's taken all those, with their text messages, things like that. So they were using military encrypted communications. The one who helped set this up, the person who provided a lot of this, Pelosi did not want the FBI coming into her house. You're not going to come into her house and do this and mess it up. Because that's her house, and that's how she refers to it. Urban in her house. She's in charge. She has her own little secret Gestapo police force, and they take the orders. However, they were using, like I said, military communications at the time, and they were provided by a certain person. This person was rewarded for what was done. They helped set everything up. This is the same person who had a duty to protect everything he didn't because of his hatred of Trump and because he saw a way to get inside. And I'm putting this out there because I'm relying on this person's honor and sense of duty to come forward.
So you're not going to name this person?
Well, I'm going to name this one. I'm going to tell you who it is. But I would like to speak to him. Now, I understand your hatred, you're entitled to your opinion. But you swore an oath, same one many of us have, more than once. You were paid off. Okay, you got your ticket on the inside, but you're not. You're not as safe as you think you are. You are a connection between what happened on January 6th, as fake as it is, and the federal agencies and Pelosi. You are a knot that's easily untied. Okay? You have to think of that. And you know how these people are. You don't know the extent of it. He's playing in a league that he's not used to. So I'm speaking to Major General William Walker, the commander of the U.S. National Guard in D.C., and the brand newly promoted Sergeant-at-Arms promoted by Nancy Pelosi. So, General, I would never attack our military. I would never besmirch someone who wears the uniform, especially a general officer. I'm asking you, sir, please stand up and defend us as you have done in the past. It's going to come out. I have heard that all of your private and social communications, email, text, phone calls, everything, have been archived for well over the past year. So I would implore you, sir, to do your duty and come out and defend us once more. While you can, you don't realize the level that these people will go to protect what they have. The thing was, now there are FBI agents, there are federal agents all over January 6th. They were all over the place. And they were. One of the persons who corroborated this was there. They set this up. They needed a thing because everybody wanted to stand up and use this. It's the same thing with the bombers, the bombs that were placed. And the FBI knows who they are. Because I'll put it right out here publicly. I know who they are. And I can tell you that the person who transported the bomber and the devices has a direct connection to the DOJ.
Who is it?
They were taking their orders.
We will have more on this coming up next, dealing with some difficulties. We'll be-
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. But then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen. And despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points. Because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it, and I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us, and then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's one of the frustrations of being a guest host. We have technical difficulties. That last segment, I really, really hope that you paid very close attention to this. Not only has the bomber been identified, the FBI knows who it was that transported these bombs, who transported the bombers. There are pictures of these people. Now, the current congressional sergeant at arms, promoted by Nancy Pelosi, former Major General William J. Walker, has been implicated in orchestrating the execution of Ashley Babbitt by providing to Nancy Pelosi, at her request, encrypted military-grade communications. Now, I don't know why Dr. John McGreevy specifically named Senator Rand Paul and Senator Ted Cruz as who he wants to be aware of this information. But that is who he is calling on to act, and act now, knowing this information. See, William J. Walker is in a very precarious position right now. We saw what happened to Jeffrey Epstein. We saw what happened to John McAfee. If they're dead, this is really where we're at right now. And if they want to get rid of Major General William J. Walker, he means nothing to them anymore. His job has already been done. He did. To ignore Donald J. Trump's request for the military, and then went so far as to be an active participant in setting up Trump supporters who are now being jailed, imprisoned, put in solitary confinement, being targeted by the weaponized FBI. And this guy is stuck right between Nancy Pelosi and the FBI. That's unbelievable stuff. Now, it is not my job to determine whether or not a whistleblower is telling the truth. That is not my job. I'm not the judge. I'm not the jury. My job is to determine the credibility of whistleblowers, and I not only do I believe that Dr. John McGreevy is a credible whistleblower, but I also do believe that he is telling the truth. So take that information and become on the offensive. No more of this fight back. We're not on the defense anymore. We are on the offense, and we are the majority. So in saying that, I went to this other person that I was texting with last evening, the person that was telling me how the military abandoned Trump towards the end. Nobody really knew what his communication even was with the military as it came up to the 20th when he was supposed to leave. He never conceded, but he left. Why did he leave? Well, what were his choices? He didn't know what his backing for the military, what the military was going to do. And now we see that a major general in the military actually used military resources to participate in a Marxist coup to remove the sitting president of the United States of America. Was he supposed to sit there and fight them? What were we supposed to do? We didn't know anything. It was all a part of a huge mis- and disinformation psyop that has been carefully and methodically planned and orchestrated and then implemented over the course of the last decade. And it started before President Donald Trump was there. He was only a speed bump in the road that they needed to get out of their way. They tried to do it in 2016. It did not work. They did it in 2020, and it did. They stepped up the algorithms. They stole it. We know it. But we know it. Doing something about it is key. Communication is key. The information war is on, which is why you're here every day. You're part of the resistance. Alex Jones does a tremendous job. I hope that you follow me over at StuPeters.tv. There are a handful of us out here on the front lines, risking it all, fighting for it. We know that you are too. We are all in this together. This is a global citizen thing. This is a concerted effort to tear everybody apart limb from limb, force them to their knees, and make you and your kids and your grandkids for generations to come subservient to these criminals. Switching gears a little bit, they're doing this with the bioweapon. We know 100% for sure that it was man-made. We know that it was engineered. We know about Christina Cassetti by going through Fauci's emails. We know that he was in communication with her. He was asking her to discredit viable treatments, things that would kill the SARS-CoV-2 virus. We know why, because he wanted it to succeed. These are the people that tried to steal a virus. And Bill Gates, the guy that offered $1 billion to obtain a virus that had an effective rate that was so astronomical, it would blow up everything. 95% of males would become sterile, and up to 35% of females would become infertile, wiping out mankind in just one generation. And these two criminals, Gates and Fauci, and whoever is pulling their puppet strings, tried to get their hands on this thing so that they could intentionally release it to the world. It was then destroyed when the person who engineered that virus found out who was trying to get their hands on it and for what purpose. So Fauci, being undereducated like he is, being the narcissist that he is, being the criminal that he is, went and manufactured what we are looking at now, known as COVID-19. He's like a little illegitimate school child running around on the sandbox with a squirt gun that's ineffective. But what was effective was the fear technique that they used in order to perpetuate these lockdowns. We have breaking news from a brief that we had that was leaked, an internal brief that Dr. Jane Ruby is now joining us here to talk about this brief. This has to do with airline pilots. Dr. Jane Ruby, you have heard that 60 to 80% of pilots have been inoculated at one airline. Is that true?
Sue, thanks for helping get this out. I have a document from United Airlines to the American Pilots Association of America that's based in McLean, Virginia. In this document, they actually, it's upwards, it's 80, it's at least 80 in their words, provided your producers with a copy of this document. It's called The Brief, and it is internal, and actually it was sent to me by several United Airline employees. I'm not going to specify what their roles are in the company because I want to keep it as high level as possible and protect them. But 80% in this document, it says that 80% of the entire United Airlines family is now injected. And what they're doing is they want to, before they go to mandates, which they are headed for, even for that last 20%, they are incentivizing or attempting to incentivize pilots, flight attendants, and other staff, believe it or not, with extra hours, with a bonus payment. And they calculate it in hours. So 5.15, hours for this company. And if you get the jab from, Johnson & Johnson, you get this amount. I mean, it's just preposterous. On what scientific basis are they doing anything like that in terms of the bonus? And they say in the document that they want to get as much volunteer, a compliance as possible before they get to the mandate. And so this is really unbelievable. At the same time, these airlines are warning publicly the flying public that if they've been injected with these experimental jabs, that they should reconsider flying right now because of the high risk of
their stuff. I don't know how much time I have left here. I'm kind of going blind. My clock is dead. If a producer could tell me in my ear how much time we have left in this segment, I don't want to be just rambling on here without knowing. So if you could keep me up on the countdown, I'd appreciate that. Go ahead, Dr. Jane.
I just wanted to say that at the same time, they're warning the public that they could have a higher risk than normal for blood clots in flight, which, as we know, is a normal, especially for long hauls. But with these injections causing myocarditis, heart attacks, strokes, these jabs force you to make the spike protein that then gets involved in your blood and does make you clot and throw these clots. So flying, you could potentially have pilots flying you that develop a blood clot in their head and they pass out. And, with the restrictions on the door, nobody can get into that door unless it's unlocked from the inside, the cockpit door. So this is just absolutely ridiculous. While they're pushing their pilots and flight attendants to get jabbed, they are telling the public that it's dangerous. Stu, it's atrocious. And this document proves it. I see you're going to break soon, so. Yeah,
I am. Yeah. I got about 15 seconds here left, but I want to keep you on the other side of the break as we continue on the Alex Jones Show. My name is Stu Peters, StuPeters.tv. We'll be right back.
As they ride on, hear the cry. It'd be I.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
One of the most horrific things about doing these transmissions, these broadcasts, is when you encounter these technical difficulties. But we are not going to let that stop us from getting our message out. Dr. Jane Ruby is joining us. We have internal leaked documents from the airline that suggests a very horrific reality. Now, Dr. Jane, we were fact-checked on this from our broadcast on the Stu Peters Show by this Lead Stories or USA Today or whatever, saying that, no, fact-check, this is false. This is not a horrific reality. If unconscious pilots having blood clots and planes occupied by hundreds of people falling from 35 or 40,000 feet is not a horrific reality, then I don't know what is. Dr. Jane Ruby, we can spend all of our time exposing this stuff and warning people about these inoculations. We can choose not to be vaccinated. We can do everything that we can to stay alive, to avoid these bioweapons, and to stay out of the way of this communist regime that is this global cabal that is wanting to force everybody to their knees. But if we have to travel, if we have to travel by air, they're going to get us in any way that they can, aren't they?
Yes. In fact, if the number in this leaked document, the brief, is correct, that 80% of the Delta pilots and flight attendants are jabbed. This is United Airlines. I don't know about you, but I can do the math. That means that 4/5 of their entire flying fleet is running with this extra high risk for blood clots that can hit the lung, the brain, the heart, and you'd have a stroke, a heart attack, or these are fatal situations, Sue. And I, you know, since you started talking about this, we've broken this. I'm getting even more sources that are coming to me. There are flight attendants and pilots that are petrified. They're trying to bide their time. They understand the danger of this. They do not want to take these injections. Nothing makes any sense. And recently, American Airlines, I think everyone has been seeing that they've been shutting down, 25, 30, 40% of their flights. And they're saying that they have a pilot shortage. You know, airline operations are some of the sharpest people in the world. They can plan months in advance down to the T, what kind of, equipment they're going to need, how many airplanes, what kind of staff. So, don't tell me that these pilots aren't there because of a shortage. They're not there because I think a lot of them were jabbed. A lot of them are ill. They're not allowed to speak about it. And even worse, who knows what we're about to find out, Stu?
And if you're flying United Airlines, I mean, look at the risk that you're at. I mean, this is a legitimate document that was published on the 4th of June, just a couple of weeks ago.
And that
was
80. Sorry, I didn't want to do it in mid.
They are now pushing more and more of these pilots towards this jab by incentivizing them monetarily. They are hiding behind fact checkers who are propagandists for this installed Biden regime. They're no different from the mainstream media. These people are projecting misinformation intentionally, knowing that it's going to result in catastrophic death. It's absolutely insane. And as you were saying to me that you had more people that were approaching you, when I was talking and I interrupted you inadvertently due to a little delay here, what I was going to tell you is that I also, too, have received dozens of emails from airline employees who are looking to protect their anonymity because this is their career. They're trying to, as you said, bide their time and not take this injection. But they are going to be forced to, or they're going to lose their flight hours. They're going to lose their flight status. If they're international, they're not going to be able to fly anymore. They're going to lose their income, everything that they've ever worked for. Not to mention, I have also been approached by somebody who has been involved with the process of training thousands of pilots from all of these different airlines. She is telling me that she has received phone calls from a plethora, so many different airline pilots that have said, I don't want to do this. We're looking on the screen right now. 4 British airline pilots die after getting the COVID jab. We reported that. We were fact check on that. They didn't take down their tweet over at British Airways, but now they're saying what?
Well, they're coming out and saying that they didn't all die in 1 week. They didn't die of the jabs. They weren't all jabbed. Listen, Sue, this is something that we have encountered over and over and over again. We get the information. We get leaked documents. We get multiple, whistleblowers to corroborate these stories. And then these companies or the media, they're all in lockstep. They're all zombies as far as I'm concerned. And they all say the same thing. It's a lie. It's not happening. Well, I really dare those fact checkers to go back and look at the British Airways tweets. 4 pilots in 1 week don't die, out of the blue as a coincidence. So this is getting really crazy. And like I said, since you started breaking this, we started talking about it on your show. They're just coming out of the woodwork because I had a flight attendant write to me today and say, thank God that you and Stu Peters are a voice for us. And I think now that they see that we are talking about it, Stu, and we are making it a little more public, they are getting courageous to come out and talk to us even more. So I really predict in the next few weeks, Stu, we're going to have more and more corroboration. We're going to have more people coming through, and maybe they'll even with a dark screen in front of them, come and tell us directly what they're enduring.
We're talking about 4 British Airways airline pilots. There were also unconfirmed reports of a dead Delta airline pilot, and I have heard 2 now from Delta Airlines. We had a report of a Canadian cargo jet or a cargo aircraft. I don't know if it was a jet, but a large cargo plane on the runway in Canada where the pilot was suddenly rendered unconscious, who had, by the way, had one thing in common with all of the rest of them. He had been inoculated recently, and he was rendered unconscious. They had to remove him with a medical crew, EMTs. Thank God that plane didn't get into the air. We're talking about massive aircraft potentially falling from the sky. Now, aside from the lost souls on board, what about where that thing lands? I mean, this is intentional domestic terrorism, premeditated murder. They know what this thing is doing. Dr. Jane Ruby, we have talked about the VAERS data. We have talked about the Harvard study that suggests that less than 1% of these things are being reported. We are at 60,000, suggesting that 600,000 or more confirmed injuries from these inoculations, many hundreds of thousands of assumed deaths as a result of this vaccine. You stopped a study. Personally, you did a trial when beagle dogs ended up dying. Just a handful of them. Not 600,000, not several hundred thousand, but just a couple of dogs. What are we doing?
That's exactly right, Stu. I mean, and I could give you countless examples in my pharmaceutical drug development experience of 20 years where there are many situations like that, where during the preclinical or what we, you know, preclinical refers to petri dishes in animals. And during the preclinical phases, when we're testing them through various breeds of animals, okay, if animals get sick, even in small numbers, everything is shut down. The companies are always previously directed to go back and find the reason why. In the case of the famous antidepressant Celexa, which was superseded by its an antiomer, Lexapro, when Celexa was undergoing the animal trials in the 90s before it went into human trials, I just wanted to say, sorry, technical difficulties. Dr. Jane's on the road. When those six there were only six beagle dogs. So one breed and six dogs. That study was shut down for 2 years, and the company was able to detect that it was a genetic anomaly specific to that breed. Can you imagine? I mean, look at that level of detail. Now we have children that are starting to die. We have babies that are bleeding to death after breastfeeding their inoculated mothers. Stu, I agree with you. I don't think we have to figure it out. This is intentional. Please protect the babies.
Is we have to figure out how to take this information and now get on the offensive. Fight back is something that I can't stomach this anymore. Fight back. We're on the defense here for no reason. We are the majority. We have the information. We have the upper hand. There are waterfalls of proof. There are mountains of evidence. They are right out in front of every single one of these so-called elected representatives. All of these America First congressional, office seat holders, these senators, America First, this and Patriot at that. I'm tired of hearing it. I'm tired of the grandstanding. Where in the hell are you? Get out here, get out in front, and absolutely do something. You have sworn an oath to office. It is time for you to uphold it. The military needs to be involved, too. Look at the purge going on here with the chair of the Joint Chiefs out here saying that this whole woke thing is great to him. It's unbelievable. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you for joining us on the road. We know that you're a very busy individual, and we appreciate you making the time for us. The Owen Schroyer War Room is coming up next right here on InfoWars, so make sure that you stick around for that. I will hope to be back next Friday after all of these technical difficulties. I don't know that they're going to have me. Visit Dr. Jane online anytime at drjaneruby.com, and make sure that you come and check me out at stupeters.tv. Again, that's stupeters.tv. Thank you so much for letting me join you here today. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll see you next week.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.